Hello and welcome
Blog
to Book
Talk
Fuzz.
Radio.
Hello, welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books. I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg. Today we have an author interview with Brenda Schaefer, author of Grip of the Hawk. Brenda Schaefer is a best-selling author and a seasoned psychologist. In her debut novel, Grip of the Hawk, she combines professional know-how with lifelong spiritual questing to create a compelling protagonist in psychiatrist Dr. Rachel Julian, and a richly layered spiritual thriller. Thank you for being here, Brenda. Dr. Brenda, how are you today?
I'm great, and hope you are too.
I am, and I have a few questions for you so we can help listeners know more about your book, Grip of the Hawk, which is fantastic. Your previous books, I should have mentioned, including the bestseller, Is It Love or Addiction? You have over 600,000 copies of your publications in print. These were all works of nonfiction, psychology and addiction, relationships. And now you've switched from nonfiction to fiction writing. This is your fiction debut. Why did you switch from nonfiction to fiction writing?
Well, there were a couple of reasons. First of all, I think I said what I wanted to say in the nonfiction books. And I also know that many people read nonfiction, but most people read fiction. And this is a story, I think, that really challenges the protagonist to live everything that is of importance that I wrote about in the self-help books. But in a very, I think, exciting thriller. And I also studied with the famous hypnotherapist, Milton Erickson, and he said that anything of importance that needs to be said can be said in a story or embedded in a story. And so I decided to go this route. It was very different, but it was a very exciting venture as well.
And tell us about your fascinating protagonist, the psychiatrist, Dr. Rachel Julian. Who is she? Are there parts of you in that protagonist? Tell us more about Dr. Rachel Julian.
Okay. Well, Dr. Rachel Julian has the ideal life, the enviable life, the great career, the perfect relationship. Everything is going well, and then suddenly she is catapulted into an environment she's never been in before, where she is being stalked and experiences some terrifying events. And encounters evil, actually, and which she really didn't believe in, and her life kind of tailspins downward. And her challenge is to keep her sanity, to stay alive, to not succumb to fear. And she encounters a number of spiritual teachers, as well as the threatening events, and they guide her through this. They help her stay sane in a way and help her look at this from a different perspective. And it is based on real-life events. I identify with Dr. Rachel Julian. I would say that most of the experiences she has had are based on real-life events that I have also been challenged with.
Mm. All right, and then how did you come to write your novel? What led you to take to the novel format?
Well, I think as I said earlier, I believe that it was a way to, in a fiction way, describe how a person can and is challenged by the very things I had written about previously, but also, you know, that these aren't just theories. These are real-life challenges that I think we all have, and we've all experienced trauma, challenges in relationships, and it gives a way or gives a sample of how a person can get through these experiences and can use the knowledge. I don't know if that explains it, but I also like the fact that you can take some liberty in fiction that you can't take in the nonfiction. Nonfiction has to be quite based on research, and this was an alive experience. It was quite challenging at first, but once I got into the character, it was really quite fun, actually.
Oh, that's great. Now, your publisher has described the book as a spiritual thriller. That seems like an unusual category. Can you explain that a little bit more? What that means,
well,
a spiritual thriller?
Well, Dr. Rachel Julian at first really focuses on the stalking and the terrifying events, threats to life, and et cetera. But what she discovers is, you know, instead of why is this happening to me, why am I being betrayed, who is this stalking me, she begins to take a look at this from a spiritual perspective, like, is there something I'm to learn from this? Why, you know, what is it I need to know so I can get beyond it? And this really then becomes a personal spiritual odyssey. And she encounters these spiritual teachers that are new to her, that challenge her to look at her life from a new perspective. And she realizes that she's not only working out of her ego, she's also working to really enhance her spirit and to hang on to her soul.
That does sound captivating and spiritual and thrilling. Thank you for explaining that. It's kind of an unusual category of fiction that kind of exceptional.
Yes.
Tell me, who is the reader for this book, and what do you think the reader will enjoy most about reading Grip of the Hawk?
Well, it's interesting. I've gotten some feedback and some reviews, and some people really are drawn to the scary aspects of this. And she learns that she is being stalked, or suspects she's being stalked by a cult and has no proof. So people hang on to that scary aspect of it, the mystery, the thriller. But other people have said that it is an illuminating experience. One woman said that it was the most profound book she had ever read. She happens to be a writer. And so people find different things in it. And I think what's been interesting, too, I've had a few men who have read it, and they're quite pragmatic and not necessarily spiritual, but a couple of them just basically said, wow. So I think that the reader can be someone who's interested in mystery, in thrillers. It can be someone who's had a traumatic event in their life and they want to grow from the experience and not stay a victim. I think it's for someone who can identify with a strong woman protagonist. And so I think it appeals to a very broad audience. And being that Dr. Rachel Julian is a psychiatrist, you're going to get a sense of the psychological challenges that we go through in life as well. That realizing that in some ways we need a wake-up call to really challenge us to grow psychologically as well as becoming a better human.
Wow, well, it sounds like you've brought together the elements from your psychological work on relationships, along with your great gift for storytelling, and brought it all together in this spiritual thriller. Again, we're talking about Grip of the Hawk, which is the debut novel of internationally known and best-selling author in psychology, Dr. Brenda Schaefer. I should mention she has a website, brendaschaefer.com, B-R-E-N-D-A, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R.com, brendaschaefer.com, where you can contact her if you have more questions. And the book is available now, Grip of the Hawk. Brenda, it's been great talking with you. Was there anything else you want to tell our listeners about your book before we wrap up, or did you want to read a little passage, or what else might you like to say before we conclude our interview?
Well, I can read just a very brief quote. Actually, it's not really a quote. It's something that I put in there that I wrote. Imagine being in a coma. You can't see. You can't talk. You hear voices trying to tell you who you are. You try to remember, but you can't identify with their words. You want to tell them what your reality is like now in this coma, but words don't come forth. It's surreal, and you feel desperate to reach the voices, feeling so alone in this journey. And then you discover being alone is the journey. Finding yourself is the lesson. Getting beyond the events is the initiation. Only then can you discover that you never are alone, that there are teachers, both good and evil, along the way, and you need them all if you're to come out of the coma, to be awake and fully alive. Or so I, Dr. Rachel Julian, learned. I think that what that says is pretty much what the book is about, that we are going to encounter good and evil in our life, and that it is our challenge to transcend it, that very often we do feel alone, and we have to learn the lesson. No one can tell us the lesson, but we do need support along the way, and we need to be open to it and find those right teachers that can support us.
That was a beautiful, poetic, captivating passage. It really gives a sense of the book, both your writing and what the book will be about. So thank you so much for reading that. And again, we've been speaking with Dr. Brenda Schaefer, the internationally known author, psychologist, addiction specialist, and speaker, with over 600,000 of her publications in print. And she's now making her debut with a spiritual thriller called Grip of the Hawk by Dr. Brenda Schaefer. It's a fantastic book. I recommend it to everybody. And thank you so much for being with us today, Brenda, Dr. Brenda Schaefer. I really appreciate it. And it's been fabulous speaking with you.
Thank you, and thank you for helping me get this book out there.
My pleasure. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Thanks so much.